Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Corey Myers in for Brian Chapman this morning. The Thunder Chickens, the Hartford Thunder Chickens, that is going to be a promotion, a one-day thing that the Hartford Yard Goats are going to be doing. I love it. And we have President Tim Restall on with us. Good morning. Tell me, why the Thunder Chickens?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things about minor league baseball is we love to celebrate all things about our community. And if you think about alternate identities that we've done over the years at the Yard Goats, we have done names that we were, we did What If Nights, and we played as the What If we were the Whirly Birds, and that was one of the names, and another one was River Hogs. We celebrated local food, so we played as the Hartford Steamed Cheeseburgers for a game. and then there's these crazy blue laws that you hear about, and Connecticut has one about a pickle's not a pickle unless it bounces. So we played as the bouncing chickens. And, you know, the Thunder Chickens came up in a brainstorming, and we're like, you know, there was some story about a turkey in Connecticut. And like, what's the population of turkeys in Connecticut? And there's like, this is about 35,000. And I'm like, oh, you know, and then so we started working on that. And Thunder Chicken is a slang term for a turkey. So when it makes the gobble noise, it sounds like thunder. And chickens and turkeys do fly, so we're embracing the Thunder Chickens for a game this year.
They do. People don't know that, but turkeys actually are in trees. That's where they sleep and, you know, hang out, and then they fly down and spend the day on the ground, and then they pop back up there for the nighttime. So yeah, they do fly. So I need to know, I'm looking at the website right now, and there's the it says Thunder Chickens, and the T is a lightning bolt, and it's, you know, hitting the turkey head, but then there's another one with like a giant lightning bolt and the whole turkey's in it. Are any of these on the jerseys that they're going to be wearing?
Yeah. So if the jersey is going to be, a purple jersey with the words Thunder Chickens across with the regards to, and it has the turkey head as the eye and chicken. And then the hat is a purple hat with a yellow brim, with regard, and it has the turkey with the lightning bolt behind it, being illuminated. So it's like, it looks like it's, being shocked, and, that's what they'll be wearing on the field. So yeah, if you go to yardgoodsbaseball.com, you can see all the great stuff. And I know there's a lot of talk on social media about it, because it's funny. We put Thunder Chickens out there, and everyone's like, it's a turkey. I mean, it's a chicken. I mean, it's a turkey, but you're calling it the chicken. So we're going to have some fun with that and really embrace the turkey for a game this year.
So will people be able to buy stuff with this logo?
Yeah, you can actually go on the website now. You can go to the team store in Hartford. And we've actually sold quite a bit of merchandise already, which shows good excitement of the brand, the creative idea, and it should be a fun game.
Okay, so it's going to be May 29th, by the way. May 29th is when the Hartford Thunder Chickens, a.k.a. the Hartford Yard Goats, will be playing. I have to know if all of the names that you've played under, do they have to be, like, funny? Does it have to be, like, a bouncing pickle is funny?
No, yeah, bouncing pickle. No, we talked about this a couple of years ago when we came up with another alternate identity, and it's really, we played as two other alternate identities. The first one is Los Chivos de Hartford, which is our brand that we play to celebrate the Latin community, and then we play as the Hartford Schoolboys. And these are two brands that are not on the fun side, but on the serious side of bringing awareness to people at the ballpark, and it's just another identity. So there can be serious identities, and this can be a little bit fun. And I think this is more on the definitely on the fun side as I look at the turkey getting struck by lightning.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to throw out a name though, because I am a big. I'm born and raised in Connecticut. I love this state, and I always tell my kids you should feel blessed because you live in one of the original 13 colonies. So I am suggesting the OG 13 to be put on shirts. That's my, I'm throwing that out there. That's a good one, right?
Awesome.
There you
go.
That
is awesome.
I will let you bring that and own it at the next brainstorming meeting.
I appreciate that. it's always fun to try to create different ways to put smiles on people's faces. And we definitely think the Thunder Chickens does that. And it's something that's something minor league baseball has done over the years. And we've really, our fans have embraced it here in Hartford. So it's going to be fun.
You have one of the coolest jobs ever. You get to do fun stuff like this when the Hartford Yard Goats play as the Hartford Thunder Chickens Thursday, May 29th. Again, you can head to their website to get tickets and read the egg sighting news. It says egg sighting. Get it? Because it's a chicken. Okay. And there's that. And then there's great food and there's great baseball and there's easy parking. Like, you've got the coolest job, Tim Restall. I'm a little jealous.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we have an exciting week coming up with regards to next Thursday is our promotional unveiling. So we're going to unveil all the other different promotions. And next Friday, individual tickets go on sale. So as we march towards the opening day, these are all great milestones that we get to celebrate with our fans. And thank you, Corey, so much for having me on this morning. It's
absolutely. Thanks. It's great to talk to you, too. And I think maybe we'll have you on again next week. Thank you, Tim. You are listening to WTIC News Talk 1080.